You're on it. Hey, Dom, you know, welcome to the K. Lowry Hour. It's the podcast. Good morning, wakey wakey, eggs and bakey. This is the kindergarten. This is the kindergarten collective, you know. Now, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
All right, that's good.
How
so,
you doing?
I'm blessed up to the max. But let's get into something good. What topics that you've been looking into lately?
Honestly, not much topics at all, man.
You were saying this though before, though. You were having a business idea. What was it?
Oh, I just started an IT company with a friend of mine, a couple of friends of mine.
That's the ticket. That is where it's at.
And the thing about that is they have connections, which is good, and higher up places, CEOs that they used to work for. So hoping to get some backers, and we might be able to do something with this. So
you know,
far, it's small.
What are you going to offer? Just your services? Like, what's different, or what's the same?
So right now, we're doing, you know, repair, maintenance, website, and or a little bit of managed services. So, you know, a small company or if a bigger company wants to pay us monthly to do stuff for them, we will. They can put in like a ticket, like a real, you know, a big company would. They'll call us and say, I need help. We run out there and do it. But we want to do more with the network stuff. And it's a lot to explain. I mean, we have it all planned out, but...
Yeah, bro, I was looking, this guy, he sent me this email, he was just trying to get me to, like, maybe buy into his little training courses or whatever. What he's trying to do is, like, guess it was, like, a network of IT guys that you would garner by having them take, like, these courses or whatever, teach them everything you need to know, and I guess find a placement for them or whatever. But it was, like, a social media for IT dude, you know, like, but I don't know how many people would look into that. Maybe the IT people would, but what companies would be actively searching for a new IT guy every, you know, day or whatever?
You'd be surprised. I mean, right now, you know, I have a bunch of those little Amazon devices.
So you're trying to go freelance?
Yeah, pretty much, but I mean, I have other stuff in mind too, so. But just on your last thing, Google, their AI is probably going to be, you know, they're going to be releasing it to the phones and stuff here shortly in small sections. It is absolutely incredible. There was a video I watched.
You call it incredible? I call it freaking kind of borderline creepy.
Yes, it is borderline creepy, and yes, it is. And I felt the same way watching it, but at the same time, what it does or what it could do.
It takes all communication. It'll take you can be lied. The way how smart that thing was, it had somebody's voice, your own voice, answering questions actively to somebody else. So it's like that thing can be. How do you know it's the AI, and how do you know it's the real person? Like, couldn't you set me up?
Well, no, you can't.
Yeah, well, could you? If I make a phone call doing all this AI stuff, whoopty whoppy, it's so much fraudulent activity can happen if you just have my voice being able to talk like that and answer questions and shit on my behalf with my own voice.
It's not your voice. That you can choose a voice, like they said they
I
were going to have
their own voice. The demo I had, or it was like a
different
voice. I don't know whose voice it was. I don't care. That's it was answering questions. And why wouldn't they be able to make it your voice in the future? I mean, come on, it's AI.
They're about to have John Legend's voice on there. And, you know, he can only say certain things. So.
Right,
I
but
mean,
if you, if it's AI and it does freaking learning while it's operating, you're just speaking into Google and it's taking all your words and putting them into a database, it could feel, essentially plug in and use your, you know, it's like learning-based or active learning, like.
But that's what AI is.
Exactly. So why wouldn't it be able to take all the freaking words that you've ever said, put it into a database, be able to speak appropriately based on all the information it has on you.
So you enter that information.
Yeah, but you've entered it a million times, so it can tell you all the scenarios. I mean, come on. And by how would he answer based on all his buying tactics and based on all the things he looks up on the internet, we can assume that he'll make this choice.
Oh no, it doesn't
then
work
it turns
like that.
Into inception. I mean, it's no, bigger than that.
It don't work like that.
You're trying to tell me this AI, active-based learning, couldn't, what do you mean it doesn't work there? You have advertisements coming onto your phone based on the things that you like all the time. You think your phone has nothing to do with what you've been looking up on the internet. You're getting all sorts of like banners you don't even pay attention to. Even the stuff probably coming into your Yahoo or whatever is going to be news based on the searches you've already had.
Yeah, you are correct, and there's a word for that, and I can't remember what it is right now, but what it does is it you will get stuff like on Facebook, you know, there'll be like a commercial or an ad or something for something that you were just looking up, or right. They do that, but that's not Google.
Google does that too, bro.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, in the Google AI settings, if you watch the video I sent, you'll get better understanding.
I've seen the video that you're talking about, where the guy was he on stage and presenting it?
Well, there's a couple of them like that.
Well, that's the one I've seen. The dude was presenting this shit. Google AI, right. AI, she was answering questions about a schedule.
Yeah, that's the little device, like the Amazon Echo. I'm talking about.
No,
like,
I'm not talking about no Echo, bro. I'm talking about this dude was doing a presentation. There was no Echo up there or nothing. And he was demonstrating the Google AI on the phone.
Oh, okay. So you saw that portion. Okay. There was like 9 or 10 people at that one.
Oh, okay, cool. So we're talking about the same, you know, context, same demonstration.
Right. But on the side note, though, what I really want to do is, I've been working on actually, is get starting either a nonprofit for stopping bullying.
How are you going to stop bullying?
I don't know. There's got to be a way. If you can save one person, there's too many kids committing suicide.
You got to get down to the crux of it all, man. It ain't just about bullying. People ain't feeling, people ain't acting right. Why are the people hurt? That's the question. Why are the people feeling hopeless? Why are the people feeling angry? You know, those are bigger questions.
I mean, I don't know about
people
you,
just,
but
I mean, if you were super happy as a kid, you think you're going to be bullying anybody? Yeah.
No. That's,
for
that
all
don't
you
mean
know,
anything.
This kid that's bullying somebody is getting bullied by his dad when he comes home.
Right. That's the point. That's what you guys.
So
it's not just about
the these are. This is a bigger underlining issue: morality,
yeah,
righteousness.
It's not just about the students, but you start there and find out information. But, I mean, I have a lot of information I've been looking into and talking to some people anyways about their advice on it. So, I mean, yeah. I can't.
That's the thing, man. Treat others, it goes down to the basics, you know. Treat others as you'd want to treat yourself, you know.
That's true.
People just ain't got no love for themselves no more. You know, what's right is wrong. What's wrong is right. You know, everything's just backwards. Don't nobody, you know, people want to take a stance on certain things, but yet we just lay a blind eye to the real issues. You know what I mean? It's like we get emotional on one little thing because it's like that's what everybody. All right, that's the one right there. But it's like what? Wait, that's what you mad about? But there's so many things that we can be so hypocritical of. We're just hypocrites. I'm including myself because that's the thing. What happens when you get emotional? And emotions aren't even always your own, you know? It's like emotions are sometimes like a joint thing, like a collective response, you know what I mean? It's like the different energies make you feel a certain type of way, you know? It's like sometimes if you wouldn't even be, you wouldn't even get upset if you didn't pay attention to the world. Like, it's like you can have a great day. You don't know the world's falling apart until the news comes on.
Right, and that's why I was telling you earlier that I kind of stopped paying attention to things for a while. Because
these fools are getting cyberbullied too, though, a lot. Cyberbullied, there should be no way you're getting cyberbullied.
Yeah, that's
kind of
stupid.
Yeah, I mean, but that's majority of it, though. A lot of that it's on the internet.
Yeah, but it's not.
There's some physical bullies too. Yes, that happens for sure. But they talk about cyberbullying as a thing.
Yeah, they're not writing somebody and just being like, "Hey, you know, I'm gonna kick your ass." It's more like
talking shit. Get your ass off the internet. You don't know how to do it, then you're lost. You're lost. Yeah. If you get inside, if niggas is talking trash about you on the internet, then you're lost. You know what I mean? You're taking it too serious. Then, you know, like get
it's
out.
More like
it's a game, bro. It's a false reality.
It's Photoshop and stuff that kids are doing to other kids and doing stuff and passing it out at school.
But remember we were in high school and some girls threw some stuff into the yearbook on some gangsters. You know what I mean? Like into the yearbook? It was working for the yearbook committee and trashed the chick. You don't remember that?
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. That's crazy. So don't give me that. Like, people been going hard. That's a little bit more creative.
Yeah, but...
All you did was Photoshop? Nah, this girl was... She worked for the committee. You got your picture. Clowned you in the yearbook. They had to paste over them bitches.
Yeah, that was intense.
That is gangster as hell. That's cruel as shit. But...
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Yeah. I mean, I do remember that. I can't remember that.
That's what I'm saying. So this internet shit come and go.
Yeah, but I don't... See, I didn't pay attention to that then either. I mean, I really didn't...
No, you didn't, but you did. You heard about it. It was a big... That shook up some things.
Right.
Your book was different, you know what I mean?
I should have probably... You never know, though. I mean... I know after working with the freshman training stuff that I did with the freshmen that are going to Unitown and all that stuff, that's what actually really does help. Now, I'm the last one in that place to ever show any emotion of any kind, but it worked. And you know, for at least that weekend, all them essays from different groups were hugging and shit, talking about we cool. Now, I don't know when we got back to campus, but at least for that weekend, they understood.
That goes so, to let you know that that's the right energies, man. Y'all went in there with the right intent.
They get their mind built into reality and say, hey, look, this is what you're going to end up as. And you know, as hard as they want to be, you know, none of them want to die or end up in jail. So if you show them their future.
Yeah, or why don't you show them, just show them love.
That's what they really probably really did need the most, was love. Exactly. And
that's where it's at, the power of love. Yeah, I know it's kind of corny and whatnot, but that's... It's a powerful force, man.
Yeah, corny and shit is usually the realest.
Yeah, that might be true. Yeah, that's true. That probably is true because it's so like.
Nobody wants to say it because it's so. You're vulnerable at that point.
Right.
You just open your mouth if you just said something that either someone's going to think you're an idiot for, or you're stupid for saying.
That's true.
Or,
it doesn't feel a certain way. It evokes an emotion right there, but it's a good one. It's love.
Right. Or well, you're going to feel a certain way like, why did I say that? Because that ain't really who I am. But really, it is if you said it. You just don't really. Some people don't have their own inner emotions under control. And they don't even know what they're doing with themselves.
Yeah, well, that's the hard part. I'm gonna just raise my hand on that. I don't. I'm trying to figure it out. I mean, I can tell, you know me, I feel like I can tell people shit, you know what I mean? But that don't mean I can always do. Just because you can do certain things don't mean I can do it, but I can see it in others, you know? I'm not made, my job isn't probably to do everything everybody else can do. My job is just to inspire other people And he's telling me, man, just keep going with the hope. People be giving up on themselves, you know. Don't give up on yourself. And don't worry about, like, see, that's the thing, people have been living for, and I'm going to just say me personally, like, I be avoiding this. This is what I try to avoid. I try to avoid, like, living for other people. Like, I want to figure this life out. Not for the social media, not for these strangers, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe for the people that held me down, yeah, those people are awesome. I'll figure this life out and give them love, you know what I mean? And
all right.
And that's really, I'm just trying to figure it out. And I'm thinking love is where it's at.
That's good to hear from you. You know, 33 is coming pretty quick for you here in a couple of days. So,
yeah, I mean, 33 is a symbolic one.
It's another day. It's another year. But for some odd reason, your thought process changes because you're getting closer to 40. So, I don't know. There's something in your click where you start.
Closer to 40, I mean, I'm 33. I'm trying to take it to a whole
other level. Closer to 30 than 40 than you are 20, right?
So what?
You're closer to 40 than you are 20, right?
Yeah, but it's closer to 30 than I am 40.
Yeah, but I didn't worry about that. You made a lot of mistakes in them 20s. You got the 30s. You got to correct all that, man.
Yeah, that's true.
30s
are good.
They are. They actually really are.
Yeah, I mean, they're just so different. You know what I mean? Like, our generation is so weird. You know, like, we're not no millennials, man. We're not. We're, like, in the cusp. We're lost. We're we're in the middle, you know, because it's old heads. We're around. We grew up in the 90s pretty much as kids.
Even then, though, I mean, it was different. Like, I feel like I'm an old soul. I think I was born in the wrong decade, but, I mean, that's all right. But, I don't know, these kids today, boy, I do want to whoop some ass myself.
Yeah, it's crazy. I be seeing that shit, too. Like, damn, these kids be punking their parents at the store. Everything, man, it's just going crazy.
For a candy bar.
Right.
You don't even need to do it with your little fat ass.
Exactly. This shit is crazy, man. But yeah, man, that's what it is. This is how the podcast roll. We get down. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is your boy, K. Lowry. We're going to keep it going with Dom. This was awesome. This is, I don't know what to name this one right here.
Reminiscence of back in the day.
Nah, because this wasn't no back-in-the-day stories. This was more of like...
No, we were talking about that before you got on that podcast.
Oh, yeah. That would be talking about the bullying IT. We were talking about the power of love. Oh, the power of love.
Nah, man.
That's dope. What else we got going on out there, man?
To be honest,
No, I got a question for you. That's a little too vague, you know what I mean? You got the world going on out there.
Well,
how was your 33rd birthday?
It was good. I went to a party I never been to and just relaxed, really.
You tired of living out there yet? You gonna try and move back to the west, or is that where it's at?
Yeah, no. I'm thinking about if I do move back west, I think I'm gonna hit Seattle. If I stay out here, I'm probably gonna hit up New York.
You should hit Seattle up, if anything.
Yeah, that's always been my favorite destination.
But, yeah, there you go. Those were your dreams. That was a dream. There it is.
Yeah,
remember I asked if you had any more dreams, man.
Yeah, and I can't really think of it. And that was probably a dream. Was always doing
it. Yeah, you gotta do it. You gotta do it. You gotta do it. If you can do it, man. Matter of fact, you should be looking for jobs out there. Be honest with your situation. You're gonna come up big. Actually, just, yeah, you gonna do this, man. Look for a job out there, too.
You've always been one inspirational person, and not even on purpose or anything. Anything you say, just you gotta do it, and it just inspired me to say, you know what, I'm gonna go. I don't know what it is about that. I don't know if I've known you so long or what. But
no, it's the truth. It's the path, man. I didn't call you for no damn reason.
I know. And you always call at the times that I could use a call. That's great. It really is.
I'm trying to tap in. I try to feel my people, man. I felt you. You got to do it, man. You got to make a change like that if you can, man. I mean, or at least just put a couple applications out in Seattle and see what happens.
Oh, I have some friends out there that I used to work with at Microsoft, so I already put an application and spoke to some people, but it's a matter of packing up and driving all the way out there.
If you can do it, do it. If all you got to do is, pack up and go, and that's, you know what I mean, and you can figure out some things in like 30 days or whatever you finagle, you gotta do it. Because why the hell not, you know what I'm saying? You got to. I mean, you might have some reasons why not, but I got a lot of reasons why, too.
Yeah, well, I don't really have any reason why I can't do anything, so... It's just me again, but one of my Tupac.
Dude, it would be so much fun.
Yeah,
I feel like that state is your state, man. It's yours for the taking. Like that energy out there, you'd be having fun. They'll let you be you.
There's a lot of IT out there, which is good, but right where I'm at, I'm in the biggest IT section in the world. So
where, right now?
Yeah, in Raleigh, it's Research Triangle Park. And there's like every single business you can think of, Cisco, Juniper, if anybody knows what that is, if anybody listening to IT, they got the biggest companies out here. And then in Richmond, it's the same thing, really. They're exactly almost like the same thing, just two different states, and I'm on the border of both. So,
You put your application out there right now. If anybody want to pick you up, what you want to hit them with your email or something?
Yeah, it's just DominicLenhauser@outlook.com.
You're going to have to spell that out.
Yeah, I was. DominicLenhauser@outlook.com. Yeah, I'm a network technician.
And that's at outlook.com. Okay. Dominic Lenhauser. He spelled it out for you. At outlook.com. IT specialist, hard worker, loyal, ready to pick up and be a major asset. So get at him. But that's a, you know what I mean? We don't want to overdo it because, they know the qualities. They can just sense the quality, I'm sure. All right, so that's tight, man. You got to get to Seattle, man, or at least think about it, man. That might make you feel like that's an adventure.
I've visited there many times, and I never wanted to leave, so I know there's a reason for that.
What? Man, it's calling you, bro.
Three times I've been there for a week. Once was for work, and even then I didn't want to leave. So something about Seattle, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the atmosphere of the people or just the history of the city. I don't know. Okay, whatever it is, it's just something about it. I want to be there. I like it there. Anyway, and it's right there. We went to Vancouver after that. I mean, it was like a three-hour drive. Fun, good times.
I'm sold on the idea for some weird reason. I see you. I don't know where you at right now, but I know it'd be memorable to be in Seattle. Like everybody would know Seattle. You know what I'm saying? Dominic, Seattle.
See, but where I'm at too, though, I also go to D.C. a lot, or Maryland a lot, and they're only a few hours away, if that. And, I mean, I've been to Atlanta, which I like being close to Georgia, because I get to see my Braves play at home in the new stadium. So, I mean...
Yeah, well then stay where you at, bro. I mean, it is what it is. Don't go on no adventure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm centrally located, which is actually really cool, because everything is... driving distance, all the states around.
Ain't nobody worried about that. What we're talking about is popping in Seattle, bro. It's popping out there.
But that's one thing you remember I used to do is travel.
It's popping out in Seattle, though. No doubt about it. That energy has got to be something special.
I don't know when, you need to do it soon and become a public speaker and my resume.
I'm doing it right now. It's the Kay Lowry Hour.
I'm going to call people and tell them, you know, call Kay Lowry and he'll tell you about my resume. He speaks for itself.
Hopefully they checked out the podcast, man. You never know. Just do a freaking pebble out in the pond and let the ripples go where they may. Hey, man, well, thanks for jumping on this podcast, man. Don't hang up with me, Dom. I'm gonna end this podcast. So it's your boy, Kay. It's not even a boy, it's your man, Kay Lowry. Actually, it's not even Kay Lowry. Let's go with Mr. Lowry. Mr. Lowry Hour.
Nah, let's
see,
it's the Kay Lowry Hour.
Kay Lowry Hour.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.